If you still haven't registered to vote, sorry, you missed the deadline and you really should be ashamed of yourself. Of course, I'm kidding, but there may actually be a civic virtue in trying to shame you, or at least shaming people online. According to a new study from the University of Texas at Austin's Moody School of Communication, guilting your friends on Facebook may actually have the effect of getting people to vote, something Texas has been notoriously bad at, judging by the official figures. The author of this study, Catherine Henschen, a visiting scholar for the university's Annette Strauss Institute for Civic Life. Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
All right. So this study, as I understand it, found that engaging your friends on social media, Facebook specifically, was more effective than other methods encouraging people to vote. But I gather that it's not just engaging your friends. There's also shaming involved?
Right. So what my research study found is that if you tag your friends on Facebook in status updates that either praise them for voting in the past or shame them for failing to turn out in an ongoing election, you can increase their turnout. Praising your friends for voting previously increased participation by about 16%,
mm-hmm.
whereas shaming your friends because they haven't voted yet increased turnout by 24%.
Whoa.
And these are percentage point increases larger than what has been generated through canvassing or phone banking.
There's been a lot of concern, and I'm sure you're aware of this, that partisan censorship, is an issue on Facebook, that there are echo chambers, right? We obviously see a lot of hyper-targeted campaign ads and that sort of thing. What's your sense about whether or not Facebook is actually good for civic engagement, or actually, when you think about the possible negative impact of Facebook, maybe, nonetheless, on balance, worse?
You know, like every form of media or communication, it's complicated. The benefits to Facebook are that it allows you to share ideas with your friends. A lot of people get their news through Facebook, through articles that people share. And now my study shows that you can even use the platform as a mechanism to increase voter participation. Though at the same time, yes, there are people who get into arguments on Facebook. There are folks who unfriend each other over political disagreements. So it's a complicated issue. It has a lot to do with who's in your Facebook network. Basically, people who have more like-minded networks tend to participate more on the platform and offline, whereas folks who may be friends with more people who disagree with them, they are actually less likely to participate politically on Facebook.
Forgive me for interrupting, because we're coming close on time, but I know that Facebook has tried to take advantage of its power and, you know, it launched a Get Out the Vote campaign in September, I believe it was. Is that okay? Will that capitalize on this effect that you have noticed, or does it have to be an actual human being that you know? Does it have to be someone in a network for this phenomenon to work?
The research suggests that it's most powerful when it's coming from a friend, and we know that about voter engagement. Generally, messages are more powerful when they come from someone you know and you have a relationship with. In the past, Facebook has done experiments in which people see options to click buttons that said they voted, that show pictures of their friends, and have been able to show about less than 1% increase nationally in voting. Definitely, it generates a larger percentage increase in turnout when it's coming from someone you know and you're being called out in front of all of your Facebook friends.
I see what you're saying. So how do you harness this? Obviously, there's an election coming up, and some people are concerned about civic engagement right now, or at least voter participation. If you could recommend a way to harness this effect, what would you say?
I'd encourage people to go on Facebook and sit there and tag their friends who they know to be good voters, reminding them to vote and praising them for voting in past elections, and really creating the perception that lots of people are voting and that there's lots of good voters out there. Because those treatments not only work on the people tagged in them, they work on the people who can see them who aren't directly tagged. There's like a bystander effect when you remind your friends to vote using Facebook.
Catherine Henschen is a visiting scholar at University of Texas's Annette Strauss Institute for Civic Life. She is a postdoctoral research associate at Princeton. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.